broadcasting.
Now the recording has started. Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Well, you missed like 30 seconds of nonsense about the Batmobile.
Yeah.
It's great.
This is off to a awesome start.
Huh. And somebody's saying there's problems with the 24, but it looks from here like it's a streaming.
It could be broadcasting the other channel.
The right channel, yeah.
In which case it will just be broadcasting nothing. Sweet.
Well, great. This is the first time we've ever tried to use an actual mixing board with this laptop.
Yeah, I'm thinking that we should have gone into a splitter.
No. Brentex says it's all good.
Oh. On 24?
Cool. Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I guess maybe during rollover, I'll push this map out. The map's ready to go.
Why don't you just do it now?
I could do it now.
Yeah.
I'd need you to carry the show for me.
How much difficulty is involved in pushing this little item out?
I think it's just a lot of difficulty. Like, it makes it so you get 27 bodyguard bats in a row.
Yeah. That was...
Yeah.
A confluence of bad things.
So, we discovered this awesome, awesome thing that took a long time to figure out. People kept saying that they were adventuring for hundreds of turns on the poop deck and not getting the go sailing option. And it would happen, like, every once in a while to one dude. And, you know, again, it would happen to, like, a different dude or whatever. And we were just like, this is fucking weird because it's showing that they've spent, like, you know, 20 turns there, right? So it's, like, totally, like, it just seemed like they were lying about what was going on. So what it turned out happened is back in the day, there was an exploit whereby a choice adventure that didn't take a turn. If you, like, you basically, when you go to adventure in a zone, it runs the adventure script. The adventure script says, all right, you've spent a turn in this zone, and then it does whatever is happening on that turn. Sometimes it's non-combat, sometimes it's a fight, sometimes it's a choice adventure. Sometimes it's you slipping out a banana peel. Because, KOL is like life, full of ridiculous, hard-coded exceptions. So what was happening was there were things where, like, you could get through the Azazel quest by just repeatedly saying no to the choice adventure, because if a choice resolved without taking a turn, it would still have logged that adventure spent in that zone anyway, so it was just like, it was making people do weird shit, so we plugged it up. But the way that we plugged it up was kind of bullshit, because what it would do is, at the end of the execution of a choice adventure, if the choice adventure did not take a turn, it would decrement the number of turns that you had spent in the last zone that you had ventured in. Not necessarily the zone that the choice adventure took place in, just the last zone that you had ventured in, which used to be that was fine, because it used to be that we didn't use choice adventures for everything and their brother, and it used to be that we didn't have choice adventures like, say, Space Trip, where it executes hundreds of times.
So therefore,
what was happening was somebody would be like, oh, I adventured on the poop deck, and then I played an arcade game, and it would reset the number of turns you've spent on the poop deck to zero when you need to have spent, you know, 700 there to get the next sailing adventure.
Yep.
So we decided to just do a general fix for that. Instead of doing the decrement, just, like, actually finding all the places in the game where you spend a turn in a zone and logging it there separately instead of doing it all in the one script. And because Hot Stuff caused a leak on the new map, I hastily pushed out one of those scripts, so it was basically just no combats counted towards your total number of turns in the zone and stuff like that. And it's probably still fucked up. I don't know. CD Moyer logged on. He's probably looking at it. I don't know.
He says it's fixed.
We're still getting weird reports coming in, but they might be from before,
yeah.
Or people just might be wrong or lying, because that's usually what is...
I think it's most likely that it's still fucked up for some people, but maybe if they log out and back in, everything will be okay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you reboot your computer. go turn your GPS in your car off and back on again. Remember that joke about the four guys that were in the car that breaks down? There was, like, a chemist and a physicist and a computer scientist and a mechanical engineer, and the car stops, and not a mechanical engineer, a computer. Did I say a computer scientist? There's a like a computer guy. There was like an IT guy.
Yeah, but he was like the first or second guy.
Did I? Okay, I don't remember. Anyway, yeah, I don't actually know the joke. Oh, but it's something like, you know, they're trying to figure out why the car isn't working.
Yeah.
And the chemist is like, you know, I bet it's a problem with the fuel mixture. I bet that was contaminated. And the physicist is like, I bet it's a problem with gravity or something. And, you know, the mechanical engineer's like, no, I think it's a problem with the way the axles are calibrated. And the computer guy is like, maybe if we all get out, close the doors, open them again, and get back in. Right, because it's a joke about, you know, rebooting.
Right.
And how that fixes everything.
So I liked the jiggling the GPS a little bit better than that.
It's a hysterical joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they ever get going again? I feel bad for those four guys.
Yeah, and that joke, I don't know, they're probably still sitting out in the desert.
Wow, they're probably dead.
The Polish one, at least if they were leaving, would have had the sense to take a car door with him. Because there's the other joke, where there's guys, you know, there's like an Italian guy and a French guy and a Polish guy driving through the desert, and the car breaks down, and they're like, all right, well, we can each only carry one thing. What should we take to, like, you know, help ensure our survival? And the Italian guy's like, I'll take a meatball so that I can eat it if I get hungry. And the French guy's like, ha-ha, I will take my cigarettes. I don't know if that's actually I'm just making this worse. But the Polish guy's like, well, I'm going to take one of the car doors with me. And then they're like, what? Dude, what? Why? And he was like, so if it gets hot, I can roll the window down. because the Polish, not so smart. Yeah. That was the gist of many of the jokes of our childhoods.
That's true. I don't really understand where that stereotype came from.
Yeah, I don't either.
It has not borne true in my experience.
Yeah. Well, that's because the only Poles you've ever met are the Poles at MIT.
Well, sure. But,
yeah.
I mean, those are some pretty significant counterexamples, right?
Yeah. We're talking about averages here, though, buddy. We're talking about the bell curve.
You know, I feel like you could take the average member of pretty much any nationality, and they would be kind of singularly unimpressive.
Yeah, that is true. And that, sir, that, boys and girls listening, is why democracy is a bad idea.
Yeah.
go gadget feudalism. That's what I say. What was I about to do? I was about to roll this map out.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
The kids like it when we do that. I'm always worried that when I log into something while I'm on the radio that I'm going to say my password out loud while I'm typing it. And I don't know why I would worry about that, because I would never do that.
And you can't even pronounce it.
Yeah.
Because it's in Zygor Blathian.
It is.
have you already spoken about your exploration of San Diego's touristy sites?
I haven't been on the radio since I got here.
Oh, you haven't?
I did some touristy sites. I went to the San Diego Museum of Art.
You didn't do a Monday show?
No.
Scully?
Because Scully was in... He was visiting his folks in Kentenasucky, and...
I did not realize that.
I don't remember where they live. Tennessee? Where does Doug live? Kentucky? I don't know, man. Maybe everybody lives in Tennessee?
Wait, are we in Tennessee right now?
Yeah. Is my one weakness that I think that everyone lives in Tennessee... anyway, Scully was visiting his parents, and so couldn't broadcast. There's a good amount of clusterfuckery involved in our radio broadcasts.
Isn't it incumbent on everyone to get high-speed internet for their parents, though? Like,
yeah, but he doesn't have a laptop that can broadcast.
Oh,
I don't think, because in fact, I think he has to use two computers to broadcast, because only way to get Skype and Sam to play nice together is by pointing some shit at some other shit. Suspended in a fluid. I don't know if it actually has to be suspended in a fluid. Oh man, remember when we went to that museum and there was that crazy thing? I think it was in Europe where it was just like this really simple principle of refraction, but one that was awesome to actually see in practice, where if you suspend a lens...
Oh, that was in Germany.
Yeah, if you suspend a lens in a substance with the same refractive index as the material that the lens is made of, then it's just like you can't see it. So there was just a lens that was moving up and like back and forth in front of like this checkerboard pattern on a background, and it would dip into this viscous fluid, and when it just looked like it was disappearing when it dipped into the fluid.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
We've been having some fun science Hot Stuff got me a Fresnel lens and a really powerful laser pointer for my birthday, and I've been irritating people and setting them on fire when they complain about it.
It's too bad that you can't meaningfully use those two things at the same time to do something cool.
Yeah. I wish that this neighborhood was full of hipsters, but I think it is mostly full of douchebags and whores.
And
hobos, yeah. Douchebags, whores, and hobos. This building, significant douche factor.
Yeah.
I don't know if you listeners saw my Twitter post where I was coming up with funny names for the douches. You had suggested the douches of Hazard, or the douche of Hazard.
Did I?
Yeah.
You didn't. That wasn't one you just used.
I didn't. No, I didn't. Okay. 23 Skidouche. I thought of after that. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of douchey dudes. We saw a dude in the grocery store yesterday.
Malfoy. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. We saw a dude in the grocery store yesterday who I feel like is like the guy who I want to hang out with the least of any guy I have ever seen. First of all, he was kind of short, so he's like ineffectual and has a lot to prove, so he's probably a dick. Spiky hair, sunglasses indoors, carrying a 12-pack of Budweiser.
Was he wearing those like flip-flop sandals or whatever?
Crocs.
Crocs.
Dude, I don't know. Do douchebags wear Crocs?
Kinda.
I always just see them wearing flip-flops, which is what, like, and then I feel bad because I feel like I just feel like I'm slightly behind the douchebag curve in terms of the way that I dress. Because I feel like douchebags used to wear cargo shorts. Now they wear, I don't know, something that I don't know what they are.
Parachute pants.
Yeah, parachute pants. That's what the douchebags wear. Also, workout every douchebag is MC Hammer. Workout shorts?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing.
All right. So, you didn't go. I went to the, I went to an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Are you a spy?
No. No. They let me take plenty of pictures, though.
Did you fly an airplane?
No. They didn't let me fly any airplanes. Did you see, I think this was on either Boing Boing or Slashdot, because that's the only one place I get all my news. They discovered underneath Ground Zero in Manhattan a boat that had been buried, like a 100 or a 30-foot wide boat that had been used apparently at some point to make Manhattan more built on top of a giant pile of garbage. It seems weird to me that you would build, like, you know, I guess if you fill a boat with dirt, it will sink for a day. If you teach a boat to dirt, it will sink for a lifetime. No. If you filled a boat with dirt, like, what I'm thinking of is you're building a fucking billion-pound structure.
Yeah.
That's really tall. You'd think you'd want to know what was under it before you started building it, right?
I mean, as long as it's going to be solid enough, right?
So, I mean, what if it turned out that underneath, you know, 100 feet down, the entire island of Manhattan was built on a giant piece of glass suspended over, you know, a 5-mile chasm, right? Eventually, Manhattan is going to get so heavy that that glass is going to break, and everybody's going to fall down the fucking chasm. How much are we charging for this map?
80,000 meets.
80,000 meet.
Yeah.
What's the item ID of this map? This is how we work, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's 4612.
You just keep asking me questions and I keep answering.
If not, let's see what we just put in Uncle P's. I think it's 4612. I think 4613 is the map. 4612 is the item that the map turns
the antique
map.
Is 4612.
Yeah. Seaside Town.
God, there's 4,650 items in this
map. I know, dude. I know, right? You marked everything public?
Yeah.
Marked the zone public. Yeah, Hot Stuff fucked up and this zone leaked, but you couldn't really do anything with it.
I definitely preemptively marked it public, but I also felt like maybe it should have already... It should have had
should've
some logic.
Yeah, it should have. It should have had. I blame Krovax. Because he didn't do enough free QA for us.
Yeah.
It's awesome when Krovax comes over, because we're like, hey, how would you like to keep doing your job, but for us, and not get paid?
Yep.
And he's always like, sure, I'll do it. Also, I've been taking elocution lessons from Riff.
Why does Riff talk like that?
I don't know. Why is he always talking about how stupid the player base is?
That's a good question.
He does keep saying that they're super stupid. You know, Riff doesn't have a computer these days. Riff decided to become an ascetic hermit.
That is sad.
He gave up his computer. He decided that he was going to do nothing but cross-stitch. And he can't even cross-stitch because his computer is where all of his needles are. I don't know how cross-stitching works. You use digital needles, right?
Digital
it's like,
needles?
Because it's like pixels.
Yeah.
But they make digital tattoos.
They make tattoos now that administer insulin.
Huh. Cool. Can you get, like, a sweet dragon that administers insulin? Can you get a scorpion that administers insulin by stinging you in the fucking eyeball?
I don't know.
That'd be awesome. Actually, if you could just get a pet scorpion. If you could, I bet you could genetically engineer a scorpion. Man, you know what's going to be awesome? Is when they genetically engineer scorpions that kill... They do all of the good things that scorpions do, but they also kill regular scorpions, and when they sting you, it just makes everything taste like candy instead of hurting.
Why wouldn't people just do that all the time?
Well, they would.
I see.
Yeah. I mean, it would be good for scorpions, right? Like, they would evolve... I mean, they wouldn't really evolve, right? They wouldn't have evolved that, re-engineered it, like that pig with the yellow nose, or the cat that glows. You know, glow cat.
Glow cat.
He's not amused. So, what other touristy shit did I do? I went to SeaWorld.
Yeah, I feel like that was the big one.
I saw some seamen.
That's not really a... new, though.
Yeah. Milford Burke says, you know what would be awesome? A Jiggle Chef Staff auto attack option. Yes, it would be awesome. I'm going to make a note of that. Rad Jose says, what are good places to go and eat in San Diego? See you at the Comic Con. Okay, well, we know this.
Yeah, we've got some.
All right, so if you are a beer snob, which you are, I don't know if you are or not. There's the Stone Brewery up in Escondido. It's like a 40-minute drive from here, but it's fucking awesome. Food's good. The beer's really good. Also, over here...
And it's awesome. Like, it's just an awesome setting, too. It's just really cool looking.
It is an awesome setting. So there's also this bar in the Gas Lamp District, kind of on the outskirts of it, to the east, called The Neighborhood.
Just called Neighborhood.
It's just Neighborhood? It's not The Neighborhood?
It's not The Neighborhood.
No. Well, so it's called Neighborhood. They always have really good beer on tap, and they also have pretty good food. And it's like not—it's not cheap, but it's not expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a good sense.
If you want cheap food, there is a good place called the Kebab Shop.
Yeah,
which has a lot of tasty stuff. If you want some significantly more expensive food, you can go to Cowboy Star.
That's way more expensive.
It's pretty expensive.
That's very high-end.
Blue Point, which is also pretty high-end.
That's seafood. Cowboy Star is like steaks.
Steaks.
Stuff.
They used to be grass-fed, but they're not anymore. I don't know what the fuck.
It's disappointing.
Still, everything there is so good, though.
If you want awesome French food, you can go to Café Chloé.
Yeah, Café Chloé is good.
They have really good breakfasts.
Yeah, so all five of you to whom this is relevant, I'm sure, enjoyed that a great deal.
Comic-Con brings a lot of people to this city. Also, it's not really close to town at all, and it's not necessarily really for food, but Hamilton's Tavern is a good bar.
They have food. They have bratwursts.
Yeah.
They have bratwursts. And I think the Mystery Science Theater 3000 guys hang out there, so you could go
If you want to eat one meal in a day and not eat anything else, you could go to Rei do Gado, which is the Brazilian steakhouse.
And they have this crazy salad bar.
Yeah, the salad bar is...
It's hilarious.
Way more... Yeah, it's hilarious and crazy. Is probably worth investigating more than the meats themselves. Infinite shrimp, for example.
Wasn't that a Thomas Pynchon novel?
Infinite Shrimp. Yeah.
Wait. Who wrote Infinite Jest? Was it Pynchon or was it David Foster Wallace?
David Foster Wallace.
Okay, fuck.
The Crying of Lot 49.
Yeah, yeah. The Infinite Shrimp of Lot 49. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay. So that's another option. It's expensive if you're not hungry, but if you're...
Yeah, they actually charge you based on how hungry you are. It's weird.
Yeah.
We're like, how do you know? They're like, dude, we have secret Brazilian technology. It's the same technology that we use to make to render female genitalia completely hairless.
Weird.
It's like a fountain of youth. A fountain of infantilism.
Strip club.
Yeah, the Gaslamp Strip Club is a place where you cook your own steak.
They've got delicious, delicious sides.
Yeah.
They're really, really good.
Yep. There are a lot of, you know, spending a lot of time in a place, you start to figure out where to eat.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Paul BD says, Hot Stuff, since you still listen to the Adam Carolla Show, could you tweet whenever a guest is good? He was just saying yesterday how he was all fuck that shit.
I'm tempted to stop listening. They changed formats from the sort of long form interview where it was most of the time was just Adam and a guest sort of talking about stuff. You know, a lot of time it was just Adam talking about stuff. And they have switched over entirely to the format that their morning radio show was, which is like every show has a bunch of like Teresa giving the news, which is whatever. It's just kind of fluff. And the sort of most obnoxious thing is Bald Brian is now doing his like sound effect drop thing, which I just think is the most obnoxious, least interesting thing that they could possibly have ever done.
Yeah, for as much as Carolla hates the typical like morning zoo nonsense, he's like. I don't know.
He seems to really like it, and it's just awful. I don't get it.
More and more I'm convinced that like he just kind of doesn't understand why he's popular on the internet.
Yeah, I guess that sort of makes sense. For the moment, I'm still listening to it, and if there's anything at all worth doing, I could do like a week in podcasts. That'd actually be kind of cool, like a little tweet every week with which podcasts were particularly good. I mean, it's always going to be like, you know, Radiolab was awesome again, because it is. It's awesome every week.
All the used text was still in the description for the antique souvenir drawing.
We're awesome.
It's a good thing Scully didn't write things like, also, the player base is a fag.
We had a hard time getting this done, because over and over again, I would do some work and you'd overwrite the work.
Yeah. We don't have any version control on our spindlers, because we don't normally need it, because...
And you say spindlers, like, that's a word that people would know.
Our spindlers are the tools that we use to edit our shit.
Yeah, I don't know why we called them spindlers.
It was just Xenophobe decided to call it spindler.
It's interesting that it became a thing, and it's just, like...
Yeah.
It's this tiny usage of this word, which has no meaning outside of our particular context.
It does, though. We've had this conversation before. We've had this conversation on the radio before. To spindle something is to, like, slam it onto one of those spikes. Like, to file something by slamming it onto a spike.
Sure.
So that's kind of what we're doing. Ah, let's get that item done and slammed onto a spike.
I think of slamming my hand through
that
spike.
Yeah, I do not fucking understand why that was ever a thing that anyone was willing to do.
Yeah. I would never do that.
I mean, I used one at work once.
And you never stabbed
back when I was, you know, I was like, I also had one of those green visors.
Seriously?
No. No, I didn't.
That'd be kind of awesome.
No. It was when I was the manager at the movie theater. I don't remember what I did with it. It was also a job where I had to call and leave a message on an answering machine where I recited a bunch of numbers. And then they would broadcast that on a shortwave channel. It's weird. I think spies were using it.
Weird.
Yeah. We would get these communiques from the government every once in a while to say, in between Sister Act and 2, I need you to cough 3 times on the answering machine for the movie show times. And I'd be like, oh, okay. Man in black suit, whatever you say. So I don't know what they were using that for.
That's weird.
Yeah. Let's see. Anyway, fuck it. That map description's fixed. Thank you, Soren Trigg and Stupak and everybody else. Bren McSee says, Hi, since its namesake's unobtainable, why not discontinue the stuffed hand turkey and replace it? Collectors would go mad. Love you. That's kind of funny, actually.
Is it totally unobtainable at this point?
I don't know.
There aren't a lot of them. That is for sure.
Indigo Wobble says, If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? I don't know where this comes up every once in a while, and I don't know if it's like a reference to something or what.
Yeah, I wonder what the original instance of this
I would
was.
Be a your mom banging willow.
Your mom banging willow?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that a subspecies of willow tree?
Yeah, like a weeping willow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably be like a citrus tree, maybe. Maybe an apple tree.
In the hopes that Johnny Appleseed would come along. And
no.
I'd be a mighty redwood.
I'm all grafted.
You're grafted?
Yeah.
You haven't actually been working out. You've just been cutting parts off of people who are in better shape.
And attaching them to myself.
Attaching them to yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Mega Plushy says, what do you think about bacon vuvuzelas? Boy, you know what I wish they would do is they'd make a vuvuzela out of a double down. And then it would just be the perfect storm of shut the fuck up.
Did you see the foot-long hamburger?
No.
I don't know if it's Jack in the Box. Somebody's trying a new fast food item.
A foot-long hamburger.
Foot-long hamburger.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's all that exciting. It looks like it's just a hamburger
just
repeated a bunch of times within a single bun.
Multiple patties?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
that at least make a long burger patty. What the fuck, retards?
No. I mean, but you can't... You'd have to, like, genetically engineer onions to be ovoid and a foot wide.
Yeah.
So that work.
There are definitely cucumbers big enough that you could make pickle chips for it out of, right?
Sure.
You could use an entire leaf of romaine lettuce.
I can't imagine that a cucumber that large would brine well.
Dude, I don't know.
But maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know anything about making no pickles.
Also, is brine a verb? Can I use it as a verb?
I don't know. Yeah, you can brine a turkey.
Yeah, I guess you can.
But I don't know if the turkey brines as part of the process.
Right.
I think it becomes embrinned.
Embroidered.
Yeah. Rex Maxa says, okay, guys, you can stop working on the iPhone app now. I just got tethering on my iPhone and no longer require the app. Thanks, though. What do you think Apple's big announcement is going to be tomorrow? Do you think everybody who bought an iPhone 4 is going to get a free candy bar?
I think they probably just give them a piece of tape.
Yeah. They're like, here, a free piece of tape.
I think that makes the most sense, right? Like, if it's a problem, if you're actually having this problem, which, like, a lot of people aren't.
Yeah.
Adam
Lissagor posted to his Twitter. He was like, oh, Consumer Reports failed to mention that every other phone has a particular place that you can touch it that makes it way worse than an iPhone. that was awesome.
Yeah, like, I saw a bunch of reviews about, like, how any piece of tape covering the little joint will solve the problem, and then, like, they failed to mention that by far the best piece of tape for this would be a piece of gaff tape.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would not leave any kind of residue. It wouldn't fuck up the phone at all.
Yeah, but nobody else knows what that is.
I guess.
It's like key grip tape or best boy tape.
Yeah. Best key.
Someday, I will figure out a way to keep these... You know, these mics were not super expensive, but they were kind of expensive.
Kind of expensive.
You know, they're good. They were like $50 each, right? They're like nice headset condenser mics.
Yeah.
But the fucking bullshit head grip thing is just terrible. It's terrible.
It's really small and thin, this whole setup. Like, the whole boom and the whole thing. It's frustrating. I kind of would just like to rip it apart and keep the hardware and figure out some better solution, but...
Ooh, shotgun mics on miners' helmets. and then we have to face each other.
Yeah, I was just thinking, if we could do that, that'd be... pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You know, a microphone that was actually on a boom, I know you don't want to do this, but that's the right way to do.
I know, and I say I don't want to do it, but like when we did the radio shows with MC Frontalot, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even notice.
And then you can get like those
that I was having to lean forward
guards that prevent the peas from popping too profoundly.
Are those things that sit in front of the things on springs that sit in front of
the little
mic.
Screens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then, you know, and if we could also do the dynamic range compression, we would just have these just beautiful sounding audio.
Yeah, it's too bad the stuff that we're saying is so stupid. Tom Smizzle says, have either of you played the new Sam and Max games? I really think they've got down to a fine art at this point. They've got it down to a fine art at this point. I played the first three or four of the first season, but they came out so much faster than I could play them that I like got overwhelmed and gave up. I might, if they if they are, like, selling them at Comic-Con, here's the thing. I would buy a fucking box that was, like, the first four seasons of Sam and Max games, if I could just, like, install them. But when I bought them before, it was, like, a mess, and I had to download, like, seven different files. I did something where I'd bought one, and then I bought another one, and then they released the whole season before I bought any more, and then I had to go back and do this weird thing where I got the whole season pack at a big discount because I'd already bought a couple of them. And so then I've just had all these files on my laptop, and I'm just like, eh, I don't want to, like, and now it's like, if I want to play these, I have to basically install 30 programs, right? And I don't want to do that. Like, if they just sold a DVD-ROM, it would probably all fit on a CD-ROM. I don't even think they're that big. They just sold a CD-ROM that was, like, every Sam & Max game up to the current season or whatever for, like, you know, that would probably be, like, $20. I would gladly buy it.
Maybe they do that.
Yeah.
I have not played any of them. I've seen other people play them. They look like they'd be fun.
I almost would kind of just want highlights, because I feel like every adventure game always just comes down to a point where it's like, okay, now I just have to take everything and try to use it on every other thing, you know, if they're
not well designed. I mean,
yeah, and I guess they started doing something in the second or third season where they will sort of subtly draw your attention to what you're supposed to be interacting with. Like, if you dick around for a couple minutes, it will, like, you know, Sam will or Max will say something about, I forget which one's Sam and which one's Max, the rabbit will say something that'll, like, remind you, you know, like, talk about where you're supposed to go or whatever, like, right. or one of your characters will, like, look at the thing that you're supposed to be interacting with, like, but it's, you know, it's just kind of this, like, dynamic hint system. I feel like if I could play through one of them in an hour, that'd be great, but it takes just long enough that I don't want to do it in a sitting.
Right.
And so then I just never come back to it. Yeah, I don't know. I played the Strong Bad game for 20 minutes, and it was just, like, not very good.
Same people?
Yeah. Well, I think, I don't know how much the Brothers Chaps had to do with, like, writing it and stuff, but yeah, it was put out by Telltale.
Huh.
I wonder who their...
Who did the Penny Arcade game?
Hothead?
I see.
I always got those mixed up, also.
Hothead and Telltale.
I'm fucking pissed off at them, too.
Did they ever...
No.
Fix the problem.
Nope.
Huh.
So, yeah, for those of you who don't know this story, So, I bought and played the first Penny Arcade game, and I was like, yeah, this is okay. This game is okay. It's pretty fun. You know, a couple hours, played it, had some exploring, some unlockables and stuff. And it was fun. So, I waited for the second one to come out, and I bought the second one, and it just doesn't work.
Same computer.
No.
You upgraded a computer in between.
No, I did it on my... The second one I tried on my desktop, right? I mean, it probably would have worked on another computer, right? It might have. But it was so slow on my laptop that it was, you know, very difficult to play. Like, all of the like, reflex-based minigames were just basically, like... I might as well have been throwing a dart at a map to play them. Like, it was so sluggish as to be unplayable. But yeah, but basically the game just didn't work. It would, like... If you went to, like, open the map or your inventory, it would take literally, like, a minute to transition from one screen to another, and then it would take, like, a minute to transition back, so it was just entirely unplayable. And I and a whole bunch of other people who were having this problem posted in their support forums, and that was, like, 2 years ago, and nothing has happened. No patches, no replies there, because I check every once in a while.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So I sent an email to my buddy Aaron in the Minibosses, and I was like, hey, send an email to your buddy Robert Koo and tell him what's going on. Like, the guys at Hothead are kind of making the Penny Arcade guys look like assholes, because, like, you know, there's people complaining in the Penny Arcade forums about, but, like, you know, nobody cares. And what I got back, Robert had said to Aaron was, is this guy's name Sebastian? Because there's this guy named Sebastian who just, like, won't leave us the fuck alone about his game not working. Like,
huh?
No, I just, somebody who tried to, you know, somebody who gave you some money in exchange for fucking nothing and would, like, you know, would like at least an acknowledgement of, you know, even if it's like, oh, sorry, the game's not compatible with that video card, so we'll tell people that so that they don't buy it if they have that video card or whatever. You know, I mean, it was just fucking ridiculous. It's the same engine as the previous game. Although, I don't know, maybe the previous one would have been fucked up on my computer, too. But, yeah, that was a frustrating experience. And then I guess the second one sold so poorly that they just canceled the series. And what's weird is that the Penny Arcade guys, I've never seen them say anything about it at all. Right? Like, they've never, like, acknowledged a failure there. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know about that. I should ask him. Because their booth is right across from ours at Comic-Con. I should just walk up and be like, hey, what's up? You want to see this new thing we're working on? I think you would like it. It's way better than your piece of shit game. What happened with that? How come your piece of shit game was such a piece of shit that nobody bought it and then it went out and went, you know, it went away. It was canceled. Yeah, what the fuck, man? You guys are fucking terrible at making games. Maybe you could pay us to teach you.
That'd be a really good way to ingratiate yourself.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good thing to do.
Arcade dudes.
Yep. I would never say that to anybody. Oh man, I'm excited to see what the fuck happens with Google and Zynga's partnership. Waiting for fucking the entire San Francisco Bay Area to just explode in a nuclear holocaust caused by Google.
For those who do not know what the heck he's talking about, Google gave Zynga $1 billion, or $100 million, and Zynga is perhaps the most evil game company that exists. So I don't know how exactly Google is upholding its like mantra of "do no evil," because it's totally doing evil in the face. That's my contention.
Yep. It's doing evil in the face?
Yep.
Like it's having sex with evil's mouth?
That's what I am implying.
That was your implication?
Yeah.
Boy, remember that time that there were Radio Bugbear questions?
Yeah, there's tons of them.
There are sort of tons of them.
Yeah, there are tons of them.
Okay, if you say
there so. There are more than can fit on my screen.
Minty Giant says, if you had to choose an ingredient which could stand as a representation of something sleazy, what would you choose? For extra credit, why? If you mean like a real-life ingredient, like if you were making... I was reading that from the bottom.
Jesus.
I know, you hate it when I do that. That's why I did it. Bacon grease, we usually use. Or semen. I don't know why either of those things are sleazy, though. Royal Tonberry says, could you make it so there is at least one clover per day at the Hermit? Having groups of days where it goes zero, then one, then zero really messes with gameplay flow. I mean, what it also does is turn clovers from something that are trivially easy to get and in inexhaustible supply into a valuable gameplay resource. And that was actually one of the rare successful attempts at creating a scarcity that we ever managed. Because they didn't used to be limited at all. I think it's cool that there are days when he doesn't have money. I think it's cool when randomness, you know, conspires to mix things up a little bit. That's what I've said. That's what I'll say again.
Because you like to sleep with randomness.
Yep. Zortek says, in the past, Jika said that he likes that players could farm the cost of a Mr. Accessory in a month if they like the current item in the month, but current Mr. Accessory prices mean that it's very hard, if not impossible, to farm the cost of a Mr. A in a month. So, any plans of a meat sink or something to reduce the cost of Mr. A's? The price has gotten kind of crazy. Yeah, I'm not really sure what that's all about. Reduced supply?
Yeah.
Increased demand?
Yeah, I mean, people could donate more and the price would go down.
Column A, column B? Yeah, people could donate more and the price could go down.
So. That's how you can solve that problem.
Yeah.
It's because we've been putting out ridiculous freaking items of the month. Like entire freaking arcades full of other games.
But this one wasn't so great.
The item was pretty good.
Yeah, but it's gear. Nobody buys gear.
That's not true.
Nobody bought the Vivala mask, and look at where that got us.
Yeah.
Goddamn fucking Vivala mask.
It's ridiculous how powerful it is.
Yeah, it didn't used to be.
Well, sure, but it's ridiculous how powerful it has become because of other mechanical changes.
Yeah. Evangeon Q says, I wonder, why is the bowl of Bounty-O's below the sausage wonton for Adventures Per Fullness? Well, The wonton is arguably the best non-epic level food that there is. Right? I mean, the wontons are supposed to be equivalent to the best pasta dishes, right? They just had fewer ingredients. Yeah, so that's why. I mean, it's harder to get a wonton than it is to get a bowl of banyos.
And banyos has that whole secondary thing that it's doing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's kind of buff. Sild says, could searching for a familiar's hatch name in the mall redirect to the larval name? That's not a bad idea.
It isn't a bad idea. Is that something that's easy to do? What if there's conflicts?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's something that's easy to tell C.D. Moyer to do, but it's hard for him to do it in a way that I won't then complain about a lot.
Well, I feel like there's going to be cases where it causes problems. Although, if it just adds the larval names to whatever search query.
Oh, man. You know what I did a couple days ago?
Ate a butterfly.
Well, what the fuck? Where did I post? I tried to post something into Grand Central Radio to do, and I have no idea where I posted it.
I can probably tell you.
Yeah, I probably put it in the scripting language. Yeah, so, hey, you know what I did a couple days ago?
Did you leave some sort of... Yeah, you did it in the scripting language. No,
that's
no.
Funny.
No, wait, you did that... No.
I added in them both. I redid the suspicious-looking guy in a way that is slightly harder to use. That's what I did. But more importantly, I redid the suspicious-looking guy in an NPC dialogue scripting language that C.D. Moyer wrote for me that is potentially useful. It'll let Riff and Scully write conversation trees. Because that's what RPGs are about. If there's one thing that I've learned from BioWare, it's that I should have been a doctor before I founded this company. And if there's two things, it's there that I should have been a doctor before I founded this company, and that dialogue trees rule.
Aren't you a doctor?
Oh, yeah. I'm a love doctor.
Did you post the map? Or are you still in the process of doing that?
Post the map?
Is it in the place?
Did I post secret? Yeah, it's been posted for a while, buddy.
And people are playing with it? Did you make an announcement?
People were playing with it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, read a question while I am.
While you announce some
shizzles.
Yeah,
while I announce some shits.
Well, alright. Lots of Phil asks, can you please make seal figurines tradable? And the answer for that is no. they're meant to be untradable. That's kind of the whole point. Panic asks, can we have some way to do a slash count in G? It's a really important item for the tower, but it doesn't have enough characters to count. Thanks. Yeah, that's rough. I don't know how that should be worked, because you don't want to be able to just do any arbitrary two-letter string, because that'll match to too many things all the time.
Yep. Maybe putting it in quotes.
Does that not work?
I don't know. I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Yeah, it's all C.D. Moyer, so perhaps you could opine your case to him directly, because he's going to be the one who has to deal with it. And you're correct that it would be awesome if it worked. It's possible we could just code in some hard exceptions for a couple of short things, because there aren't very many of them, and it's not like we're going to make a bunch of two-letter things in the future.
Oh, Person Man says that they did acknowledge the failure of On the Rain Slick Precipice of Darkness on stage at PAX. Well,
oh,
good
yeah.
on them.
But you stopped going because it's lame.
To PAX?
Yeah.
No, I stopped going when I stopped being able to go for free.
Oh, I see.
Let's see. Someone else says, Jake, if you like seeing big pixels, get the DSi XL. It's got a much bigger screen than the regular DS with the exact same resolution. Try to play Castlevania on it. It looks great. Oh, that reminds me. I've been playing fucking goddamn Puzzle Quest 2, and I want to complain about some of the mechanics.
Whoa.
It's got some frustrating things about it.
I thought you were enjoying
it. I am enjoying it, but I'm also really frustrated by it.
Oh, I see.
So it's got several mechanics that I think are kind of bogus. There are several things that it tries to do and fails. Like, it kind of ripped off World of Warcraft's like exclamation point question mark thing for quest designations,
yeah.
but it didn't do it right.
Oh yeah.
You can't the people that you're turning in a quest to, the question mark doesn't change color if you can turn in the quest.
Okay.
So you just don't know. You get like a quest from five different people in town, and then you'll do one of the quests, and they will all look exactly the same. And like, you know, the stories aren't compelling enough for you to remember who gave it to you or where they were.
So it's not that they ripped off the mechanic; it's that they
ripped it off and didn't use it. They didn't do it very well.
I see.
The way that initiative is determined in the fights is annoying because. It is just a flat-out comparison of your agility to the monster's agility, and whoever has the higher agility goes first. And so that basically means that if you're not a class where agility is a primary stat, you always go last, which is just kind of annoying. Yeah, so, I mean, it's... There's just kind of a fundamental gameplay disadvantage to being specific classes, right? And it's not, I don't think, a thing that they took into account when they tried to, like, make them better.
Really? You don't think they would have taken that into account in terms of balancing them?
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they did, and I'm just...
bitter.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just bitter because I picked a barbarian, and he's not very agile.
But don't they hit harder or something?
You'd think. Yeah, it's kind of bullshit.
Have you tried a class that has the agile
I haven't. Every enemy in the game scales to your level, which kind of, in my mind, defeats one of the sort of neat things about RPGs, which is leveling up and coming back and just wailing on things and beating the shit out of them really quickly because you're so much stronger than them.
Yeah.
Right? And because like, it basically just keeps giving you slightly better tools and making the monsters continuously harder, right? Which is like a thing, but it's like, you know, there was a fight that took me like five or six tries to win. Partly because it's got the same problem that the original Puzzle Quest had, which is that the computer just always plays perfectly, right? Like, the computer never misses a four in a row, right? And so if you happen to overlook an opportunity to get a four in a row, that basically means that the computer is going to take, like, three or four turns to your one. Like, a typical match between me, who I do not pay that much attention when I'm playing, right? Like, I don't scour the board visually looking for the perfect move, right? Because if you get a four in a row, you get to go again.
You're not really playing Puzzle Quest. You're just playing colored ball quest.
I can't tell the colors apart.
Okay. So you're playing black and white ball quest.
I mean, it's not fun if I pay that much attention to it. Is what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's like I like, you know, and what's weird is that why you'd think it'd be more casual friendly because it's a fucking bejeweled RPG, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
People get really hardcore about Bejeweled, though.
Yeah, the computer always plays perfectly, so basically, if you're not really paying attention, the computer is always getting, I would seriously say probably three moves to your one. So, that'd be fine if they also weren't stronger than you in terms of their ability to deal damage, right? Which they are because they keep fucking scaling up. Like,
they don't have the weak ones.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, like, I just kept fighting this dude, and it's like, alright, so this dude has some weapons that he can use, he has an attack that does damage to you but doesn't end his turn, and he has a skill that lets him take two additional turns. So...
Wow.
Yeah, and he goes first, so... The board opens, he gets four in a row, some shit falls in, another four in a row gets set up for him, he does that, gets another turn, by that time all of his fucking mana's full, he's got his, like, there's like, skill glyphs in addition to, it's like just a sixth color of mana. There are basically six colors of mana instead of three in it. You know, the experience thing isn't there anymore, the gold thing isn't there anymore.
Huh.
So I think the problem with the class that I'm playing is that your primary means of dealing damage is meant to be matching skulls. Only you just can't ever fucking do it because the computer always just uses them against you. I got a thing that lets you summon some skulls, and it's really good for summoning skulls for the computer to use against you to kick your ass.
Huh.
Right? It's like, if your red mana is above a certain level when you do it, then it doesn't end your turn, which would be great, right? Because then you could use the skulls that you just summoned, but that point is like four or five levels in the future. So it's just, you know, I could just not use that skill.
It's weird that I think that you enjoyed Sword and Poker. Or maybe you didn't enjoy it, but you played it all the way through, basically. because I feel like it's a similar kind of game where if you're just playing really casually and not spending a lot of time doing stuff, you're going to end up getting the crap beaten out of you a lot. You played it very differently than I did. Like, I never reused any recharge coins or whatever throughout the whole game.
Right.
And if I...
I've just decided that...
I would just restart the floor.
I've decided that I've beaten so many games with every potion that I ever got for the entire game still in my inventory that I've just decided to adopt a policy of just using consumables in video games. Trying to get over my hoarding.
But you never know when you're going to need them.
I know, you never know when you're going to need them.
It's tough when you can't buy an infinite number of them. Or, effectively an infinite number of them. It feels wrong to use them. That's just a weird psychological issue that I have with games, I guess.
Yeah, Diablo, you never worry about using potions because it's all randomly generated. You can always get some more.
Yep.
Unless it's like a unique potion of the whale. You know, those things that could only drop once for one person ever.
No.
Yeah, that was a 6th tier of rarity. Diablo items. Adiabatic says, Torg's text for Claws of the Walrus says that it increases melee damage, but the skill text says it boosts weapon, i.e. including range, damage by 4. Would you adjust Torg's text? Those are the same text, I thought.
I don't know.
I think those are both just getting the text out of the skill description.
Yeah, I feel like we've got text all over the place.
See, this is why we should have more documentation, so that we have more shit to edit when we change stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, I was being sarcastic.
I know.
I hate documentation. Claws of the Otter.
Claws of the Walrus.
Yeah.
Walrus. Hey, look at that. You announced the map.
I did announce the map. I'm just changing the text to 3 damage to all your attacks.
By 3, do you mean 4? Are you doing otter or walrus?
They were both wrong.
I see.
Right. I forgot that when I was in New York, I went through and added icons to every skill. Unique icon to every skill.
Well, you had to for the...
That's only combat skills.
Oh, you did it for the passive.
Yeah, I did it for all skills. That's why I did the accordion thief buffs while I was there.
I see.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I meant to start displaying icons next to skills everywhere. Because icons are cool.
Icons are cool.
People get mad because their character sheets take up more space. But whatever. They can just whine. I'm sure there are a bunch that I still need to... That I've added that I need to put new icons for. But yeah, there's a ton of art that nobody's ever seen. What's that all about? Like the icon for Claws of the Walrus.
Forte SP suggests that that people in charge get the ability to remove the enchantment Job Bruised, and goes on to explain how disruptive it can be in chat.
Supposed to be disruptive, and those things will go away eventually.
Yeah, there are a finite number of them, and they will become more and more rare, and thus funnier and funnier when they are used.
Yeah. I've always said that these are not... It's not there for how funny it is now. It's there for how funny it is a year from now, when it's been months since you've seen anybody get jaw bruised.
Yep.
So many get wasted on me.
Well, you saw the thing in the forums where C.D. Moyer talked about the trophy for...
The trophy for jaw bruising me 11 times. Yeah. Weird that everybody's managing to keep that a secret. The fact that that's a real thing.
Yep.
God, that was a great piece of collaboration. You and Scully. You collaborated asynchronously via me as your medium of communication. Old One says, can the Juju mask be a hat instead of an accessory? I want to wear it on my face.
No.
What? I don't get it. wearing it on your face.
Well, but not on your, not on your head.
Not on the head part of your face.
Yeah.
Raijin Ely says, can dungeon masters get away to put up a notice for dungeon goers for their first visit to that instance for announcements, for example?
We've had this requested quite a bit. I mean, there's definitely...
Yeah, like a whiteboard, a clan basement whiteboard that just displays.
An announcement that happens only when you go into the basement.
Yeah, basement whiteboard. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, just a thing that if there is anything written on it, it just shows above the basement when you go down there. I mean, it'd be... It's, you know, half an hour of work to do it.
It's... I feel like, especially in larger clans where people are trying to do things, people won't necessarily read forums or announcements or whatever.
I mean, I would argue that if they're not going to read the forums, they're not going to read what's on the whiteboard. What? Nobody reads anything.
It is...
I was just saying in dev today, it's the management lesson number one. Nothing... No piece of written information is so short that anyone will actually read it.
Like a stop sign.
Yeah.
You just know that it's stopped because it's red and octagonal.
Stop not freeing Moomy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moomy, yeah.
Moomy.
Moomy. I miss my Moomy.
I miss your Moomy, too.
Yeah. Should we take a music break?
Do you want to?
Sure.
I guess.
Get some water. All right. Kaka loves the pasta ghost chain.
We'll see you in a bit.
Is it wrong to want to live on your own? No, it's not wrong, but honest, no. How can someone so young sing words so sad? Sheila, take a Sheila, take a bow. Boot the grime of this world in the crotch, dear, and don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. The one that you love and who loves you. It's wrong not to always be glad. No, it's not wrong, but I must ask, how can someone so young sing words so sad? Sheila, take a Sheila, take a bow. Boot the grime of this world in the crotch, dear, and don't go home tonight. Come out and find the one that you love and who loves you. The world unite and say. a listed crime. But last night the plan for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. Sharp lifters of the world, unite and take over. Sharp lifters of the world, hand it over.
Hoshinokabe says, I was listening to an old radio show and heard a controversy about how MP works, but I couldn't figure out what exactly it was about. Did rollover used to restore everyone's max MP? Yes, it did.
It also used to give you a puppy.
Mm-hmm. Evangelion Q says, please change the behavior of a cotton candy carny so that if they have a Librium and more MP regeneration than they're using, that the carny drops its candy, not consumed. What? I'm confused by that, so I'm going to say no. Mega Man Rock says, I'm just asking this in case no one figures it out, as I'm really interested. Any hints as to what the Postmancer Ultimate Legendary Epic Weapon does with Pasta Guardians? What should we look for? So weird how much people were overthinking that and not noticing the really simple, obvious thing that was going on.
it's a limited thing that you can do per day, so it's not like you get a lot of time to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it's a pretty limited subset of people looking at it, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't know. Lee Popsicle 1 says, the ability to auto-sell straight from your mall store would be awesome. Yeah, that's like the most requested feature anymore.
You think?
No. No, I'm just saying that. I think to make Lee Popsicle 1 feel better.
I think mobile app of KOL is
what? The
most requested feature.
It's not even a feature. That's like saying peace on earth and goodwill towards men is the most requested feature of Google Chrome.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Couldn't it be?
Fair enough. Luxander says, why is it that the plexiglass pike is inferior to the stainless steel shillelagh while all the other plexiglass items are superior? It's not inferior, is it?
You can't dual wield it. So.
Oh.
That makes it inferior.
I see.
That's the logic, at least.
Okay.
One of them is not inferior, per se.
We should just go through and make every two-handed weapon twice as good as every one-handed weapon.
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. You're lying about that.
We did a pass where we improved the quality of most two-handed weapons.
I don't think that's true. I think we said we were going to, but we didn't.
All right.
You said you were going to, and then you just played World of Warcraft for 2 years. I think that's what you're thinking of. Are you thinking about playing World of Warcraft and noticing there that two-handed weapons are actually balanced against one-handed weapons? I think that's what you're thinking of.
No.
Did the pass involve a lot of, farming ghost mushrooms to sell in the auction house in Ironforge? I mean, Undercity? I mean, Thunder Bluff? You did all of your auctioning in Thunder Bluff, huh?
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
Yeah. You don't know the, you don't remember the names of any of your old characters.
Not all of them, no.
Yeah, you do. There was Lermgar, and Speckler, and Pema.
Yep.
Lermgar. It's a pretty funny name.
Anything that doesn't have to do with a cow pun, man.
Yeah. Although, the Tauren named lame cow pun was kind of funny.
Sure.
But again, kind of meta.
A little too meta.
Ah, you know, my favorite, Poon Eater.
You didn't actually report that one, or did you report that one?
Poon Eater? Yeah, I reported.
Okay.
Yeah, and the, I did not report the human female paladin named Holy Jugs. Because that I thought was funny. There, I did find a Blood Elf paladin called Holy Fuck, who I reported. But it was like HOLYFUKK or something.
I see.
Yeah. I reported all those people making racist jokes about the knicker.
Yeah, I did not understand that as a joke until someone pointed it out to me specifically. Like,
yeah.
I saw all of that stuff happening in chat and was like, why are people saying this? This isn't funny. I don't get it.
Did you not are you just not familiar with black stereotypes?
No, it's not that. I just, like, it's not close enough. It was not a close
enough
cognate.
They're always taking naps against saguaro cactuses.
Yeah.
The blacks are.
It was not a close enough cognate for me to make that jump.
They're bad drivers, but good at math.
Huh.
Blubberpan says, remember a while ago when you said you might do another tunable volleyball familiar? Well, any chance of that soon? Boy, I don't know. Did I say I would do that?
Eventually.
Ziggy Zagnut says, so I need to tell you about a cool dream I had last night. Mr. Store was a real place, and they only took $10 bills that had been signed by Jick. Also, the only item you could purchase was an item that gave you 15 adventures and a seal clubbing club. Also, please put an Usyk, or at least a Baculum, in the game. That is all. I don't know what an Usyk is, but a Baculum, I feel like, is a council of Scott Baculas.
You think?
Yeah. It's like a quorum of Baculae.
Whoa.
What's an Usyk?
Okay, so it wasn't in the dictionary, but it said related searches, walrus Usyk. It's maybe a part of a walrus? Okay, no, the related searches for Usyk were walrus Usyk, baculum, dork, walrus anatomy, walrus tusk.
Is it like a dick bone?
Alaskan swamp donkey.
Alaskan swamp donkey?
Yeah.
That's a made-up thing.
It was a search. It was a related search.
If this is like a dick bone, then no. If it's one of those things, it's like a club made out of a walrus dick bone.
Walrus.
Or raccoon penis bone.
Usyk. What the fuck? So the baculum is a penis bone.
Okay.
I don't know what the Usyks are.
What do you... Is there a name for, like, a tongue depressor?
Besides tongue depressor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is there a name for that? Popsicle stick?
Huh. So Usyk might just be a...
That it's... The, oh. Eskimos have 100 words for penis bone, but none for war.
And Usyk is a term used in Native Alaskan cultures to describe the baculum of walruses.
Okay.
I see.
So I watched a bunch of movies, and I don't remember what any of them were.
Airbender.
Yeah, I watched The Last Airbender. I do not understand, and maybe those listeners who have seen The Last Airbender or understand Rotten Tomatoes. So it was a movie where there was a lot of martial arts and a lot of special effects involving magical combat using elements and fire and summoning and water summoning and rocks flying around and people conjuring walls out of sand to block fireballs that these dancing dervish dudes were hurling out of braziers and shit. And all the dialogue was really stupid. It was very poorly acted. The story was, you know... It was some, like, pretty basic R.A. Salvatore shit, but it was, like, you know, I was not upset leaving the theater. I did not feel like, wow, that movie sucked, and I'm angry that I watched it. I was like, you know, that was like a pretty entertaining, special effects-driven kids movie. And it has the lowest rating that I've ever seen on Rotten Tomatoes, and I do not understand. I just don't understand it at all.
I mean, maybe it's, people thought it was supposed to be something else.
The reviews, almost every review cited it as being boring.
And you didn't find it boring.
I did not find it boring in the least. Right? Like,
maybe you didn't see the same movie.
Maybe I didn't.
Maybe.
Like, the acting was terrible. The acting was just, it was god-awful. That, I will give it. The main character kid was pretty good, actually. Because, I mean, he's meant to be a little kid, right? So it's like, okay. It's like, you know, kid that grew up under weird circumstances and, you know, very raised by monks
years.
And then being encased in an iceberg for 100 years. Yeah, he talks a little weird. Yeah. It just wasn't that bad, and I don't understand. I don't understand where all this Shyamalan rage is. The fact that fucking Signs rated on Rotten Tomatoes like 8 or 9 times better than this movie means I just don't fucking understand what the hell is going on, because Signs was fucking horrible.
Did you look up The Happening?
I didn't look up The Happening.
Because that's even worse.
Like, I mean, Signs absolutely failed at what it was trying to do. Airbender, you know, like...
Was there a big twist?
No, there was not a big twist.
Are you kidding?
I know.
There's no twist?
The big twist is that it was like, the beginning of the movie was like, chapter one, and then chapter two never came, because like, oh, the twist is there's going to be a sequel. But, I mean, you know, again, I would totally watch a sequel. I would totally go back and see another one. It was so much better than, like... it was so much better than so many movies that have gotten better reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, and
but
I don't...
Why can't you just chalk it up to Rotten Tomatoes being broken? Like, it's not that...
Because they're usually a pretty reliable source on the quality of a movie.
I don't know if that's true. The movies that I looked
at... Although they did rate Freddy Got Fingered 11, which is the second lowest I've ever seen. Yeah.
I don't feel like... The movies that I looked up on there were just strange. The highest rated movie of all time on there was Man on Wire, which, why is that
the
highest rated movie of all time? you also saw Predators.
Yeah, Predators, which was okay. You know, there was one kind of dumb part at the end of it, but overall it was like, yeah, you know, this is like an okay kind of sci-fi action movie.
And then
everybody's the complaints about it that I read was like Adrian Brody can't be taken seriously as a leading man action hero because his nose is too big.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then didn't you?
Oh, wait, is that something about how Jews can't be action heroes? Was there some anti-Semitism in there that I didn't pick up on?
I don't know.
Because you sounded aghast when I made that joke about his nose being big.
I assume that's what you were.
Yeah, no, but I didn't. It never occurred. Like, I knew from the way that you reacted. I'm like, oh, wait, is that racist?
you're just facially blind.
No, I am... I find it almost impossible to presume the existence of anti-Semitism because it doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, but I mean, it clearly exists.
I guess. What? Yeah, no, I mean, I guess it does.
Yeah.
I guess it does, but it doesn't make any sense. I find it very difficult to believe in, right? Like, if I hadn't met people who were like, I hate Jews, I would have thought, oh yeah, anti-Semites, they're like 9/11 conspiracy theorists, or whatever.
Those people also exist.
They exist, but not in significant enough numbers that it's a real problem, right? You know?
It depends on whether they get together.
I mean, I guess it's just like, I never understood how...
Do you think that they
people
would have,
could
like,
dislike Jews?
Tall hoods with two rectangular, like, points coming out of the top of them?
I don't know what you're talking about.
9/11 conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, they're like the Jews buried boats under the World Trade Center so that it would blow up.
Yeah.
Jews 100 years ago.
Yeah. And then didn't you go to the...
the Holocaust Museum?
Midnight first night screening of Eclipse.
I did, yeah. Yeah. I've been hanging out with a lot of teenage girls lately.
I know how you into the whole saga you are.
What was the fucking third movie that I saw?
I don't know. Was it animated or was it a real movie?
I don't know.
Was it Toy Story 3?
No.
Was it Karate Kid?
No.
Was it a documentary?
No.
This is fun. Was it Splice?
No.
Night and Day?
No. It was playing at the Horton Plaza like this week.
Despicable Me?
Saw two movies in
Sorcerer's
one day.
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
No. That wasn't out yet.
The Kids Are All Right.
It was last Friday. No, I'd like to see The Kids Are All Right, though.
The Girl Who Played with Fire.
No.
Grown Ups.
No, I wanted to see Grown Ups, but didn't. I was actually going to go see four movies in one day, but I only made it through two.
Jonah Hex.
No, I wanted to see that, but it was already not playing anymore.
Get Him to the Greek.
Yes, that was it.
Okay.
Get Him to the Greek.
Wow.
Was the one that I saw. Yeah, you're right.
Only took a little while.
It was pretty good.
Well, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, you do. We already had this conversation.
See, I don't remember.
You don't remember. You don't pay any attention. You don't pay attention when I talk.
It's Jonah Hill. Okay, so that I remember.
So it's Jonah Hill and Russell Brand. Yeah. So it's Russell Brand playing the same character that he played in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Right, but
Jonah Hill.
Not
Jonah Hill playing a different character.
Why did they do that?
That's weird.
That's so strange.
I don't know. Maybe they just had him put on some weight for the role,
so he would seem like
a different person.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Ha! I get that. Jonah Hill's fat.
Was it post?
He put on some weight for the role, and nobody noticed.
Was it after? Was it supposed to be after Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And there's this little like cameo by Sarah Marshall. There's a commercial for the show that she's on.
Right.
And like, hey, I think I used to sleep with that girl. Right. Yeah. It was weird. I mean, it was kind of was it Judd Apatow? It had kind of the similar, like, I feel like he's getting that kind of Bill Murray in his old age thing going, where he's like, oh yeah, the life of a creative professional with tons of money sure is hard. You know, like, funny people, and then just sort of like, you know, it's like...
Well, but I mean, that was that was about cancer, right?
Sure. As opposed to heroin addiction and you know, improper treatment of ladies.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got Lars from Metallica.
So what other movie did you see?
Predators?
No, I know.
And
now that we've gone through all three
we've
movies,
gone through every
we
movie.
Can't play that game anymore. You should go see some more movies so I can read some more movie names.
I should. We should go see Jonah Hex because it's probably terrible.
I don't know anything about most of these movies that are out.
Yeah. Let's see. There's some other... Vinny B says, can we expect to see any more updates to the combat macro capabilities? Well, if you've got particular features that you'd like to request, then by all means, do it. Hush says, hooray for Accidental Zone release. Yeah, hooray.
Are you jumping to the bottom again?
No. I mean, I skipped a few. Oh, wait. No, I skipped a bunch. Sorry.
Yeah.
Severus says, I counted and did the math. At the time I sent this, the archive of radio shows is up to 862 hours. That is around 36 days. I am nearly finished with my third go through the entire archive.
Wow.
What the heck is wrong with me? I don't know.
That's amazing. But yeah. I thought it was more than that.
No. At the time when we remarked on it before, it was like 30 days. We figured out that there were 30 days.
I thought
days.
It was multiple months of content.
No, it was like 30 days.
Oh. Well, fine.
This is going to be really, really annoying for future historians to parse through.
Why?
There's just a lot of it. But I guess future historians will have crazy Mentat robot brains.
They'll just... A computer will...
Yeah, they'll listen to it at 40x speed and totally comprehend it.
I listen to almost everything at 2x speed now.
Yeah.
That I can. Like, your conversations. I think that might be why I don't actually...
Yeah, I'm not talking fast enough for it to register in your crazy fucking Ritalin-addled brain.
It just... Almost all the podcasts are completely legible. I don't listen to Radiolab that way because, like, they do a lot of, like, sound effect stuff.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, the Radiolab. Really? Radiolab does a lot of sound effect stuff? I hadn't noticed! But I had noticed.
Are you trying to say it's overproduced?
Yeah. It is... Radiolab is not... right for me to listen to as I'm going to sleep.
So therefore it's just worthless to you.
No, it's not. Maybe I could listen to it while I'm exercising when I run out of H.P. Lovecraft literary podcasts to listen to while I'm exercising.
Yeah, that's going to be weird when you get to the story about the guy who swings the sledgehammer around.
Yeah. it is going to be weird. And then he turned around and saw something that drove him insane.
Yeah.
There was a story where H.P. Lovecraft was making fun of himself. For the protagonist was a writer who was complaining, or he was like sort of admitting that he was ridiculous for so often ending stories with things that could not be described.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
That is kind of obnoxious.
There aren't that many of them, really. Like, there are enough that you get that idea, and I feel like, you know, like among the first couple stories you read, there's going to be one, but like, there's plenty of stuff that's described in pretty vivid detail.
Sure. Six dimensional windowless solids. Okay.
Hush says, the PvP revamp has been underway for so long that I'm beginning to suspect its completion will be the first sign of the apocalypse. When can we expect the end of days? Ah, a couple weeks.
Every now and then we come back to it.
Yep.
Think about it. Yeah.
I'm in this... I was telling Hot Stuff the other day. I've been depressed about KOL because I feel like we're not doing anything, and Hot Stuff figured out why. It's because everything that we've been rolling out is, like, scheduled content. Like, it's all been maps and item of the month and stuff, and it's all been good and a lot of work, and we've been doing a ton of... We've been releasing a ton of content, and people are pretty happy about it. But I feel like I'm not getting any work done, and it's because I'm not... actively working towards making progress on any of my goals for the game, like getting the C done, getting the PvP revamp done, you know, like redoing the tutorial, you know, redoing some of the early game stuff, like just, you know, yeah, and then each of those things is like so overwhelming. Like Sundog says, when will the next underwater segment roll out? Well, the next underwater segment is the rest of the underwater stuff, and it's, you know, there's so much of it done. Which, really, we should just look at that and start working on it.
Yeah.
Right. But fucking when, man? Our schedules are so crazy. Why did our schedules get so crazy? I was hoping to be able to work more while I was out here, but it just hasn't happened.
It's because you were busy going to SeaWorld and
that's true.
Aircraft carriers.
I was going to SeaWorld on an aircraft carrier. And it was my birthday, and there was a lot of beer that had to be drunk
that's
at
true.
Neighborhood.
There should be some more beer drunk at Neighborhood.
Do you want to go to Neighborhood after the show?
We could.
Yeah. It's going to be really busy.
You think?
Yeah.
It's a Thursday night.
Yeah, we can find a spot at the bar.
Thursday is the new.
There's this beer.
Thursday.
There's this beer that's a collaboration between the Victory Brewery, the Stone Brewery, and the Dogfish Head Brewery called Saison du Boeuf, which is a beer. It's like kind of a Belgian.
It's weird. It's
yeah. It's kind of a sour Belgian, but it's made with parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Like
yeah.
Literally, it's so interesting and good though.
It's really unusual.
It is like it tastes good, and it is unlike any other beer that I've ever had, which is like double win. Blister Guy says, "What is soy burger juice, and why are people suddenly finding it?" Well, now you know, don't you? It is possible that this map will make some waves.
It's possible.
There are some items in it that are potentially Ascension relevant.
Yeah.
There's an entirely novel mechanic in it that we don't know what it's going to do, man. Coyier says, why does the rock lobster look like the snow angel rotated? We were on the tundra. Everybody had matching igloos. Somebody tripped over a snow angel. But it wasn't a snow... Come on. I got a frog in my throat. Man, I had this awesome thing happen today.
Brewers united for freedom of flavor.
Wow, sorry about all that. Sorry about all the throat clearing. This is Man, I had this awesome thing happen where I've been taking these one a day gummy vitamins because they're awesome, and I took a vitamin and then a big chunk of gummy vitamin went into my lung instead of my stomach, and so I was like and coughed up a big thing that stuck to the stove.
Oh, see, when you said that, I was confused, because you said that was in my... I looked over, and you said that was in my lung, and all I saw was this big piece of meat on the floor. It's like...
Oh.
Wow, that's...
Yeah,
gross.
No, I actually aspirated like a half a pound of smoked turkey.
It looked gross. I was like, man, was that part of your lung? And then...
Did you clean it up?
I did clean it up.
Wow, even though you thought I had coughed it up out of my lung, you picked it up and threw it in the trash. That's really sweet.
Yeah. Well... I was like, hey, so you're going to leave this here? And you're like, yes.
No, that's where I was keeping it. Listen, you never know, man. The end times could come, and we're going to wish we had that half a pound of smoked turkey that I coughed up onto the floor.
I don't know that I'm ever gonna want that.
I'm just saying. Years from now, when the bombs fall, he'll wish that that was still sitting in this condo that we'll probably never see again. Evangeon Q says, can you add a reusable combat item similar to Spices or the Turtle Totem, which instead of dealing one damage, restores 1 MP per use, or causes a +1 monster level effect per use? No.
Wow.
God, that is a terrible idea.
It's kind of funny, but no.
Cheesecake102 says, I have a big request, the implementation of the channel MMG. It would be nice to be able to talk to fellow MMGers. Yeah, it would also be nice to have a single list. We could just do a who, that channel, and just see a single list of the 0.05% of our user base that we could just disable and get rid of 90% of our customer service problems.
The number of people who come to us and talk about how it's rigged is just shocking. It just does not make any sense. It is just a random coin flip.
I mean,
every time.
I think in order to be
truly random,
I think in order to be into the MMG, you have to be fundamentally irrational.
Because it just doesn't make any sense otherwise. Yeah. Well, I mean, what about, is that true of any kind of gambling?
No.
Because every form of gambling where it's you versus the house or whatever, you are slotted to lose, right? Like, the odds are against you.
Yeah.
So, people do it because it provides them entertainment, right? Like,
sure. I mean, the last two or three times I've gone and played blackjack, I've won a significant amount of money. I mean, so it happens, right?
No, I'm not saying.
The thing is, like, it's fine if you people. I'm saying people who get really into the MMG,
yeah,
are fundamentally irrational. If you lose,
make billions of meat doing it.
Right, but if you lose and think that the solution is to keep playing, that is fundamentally irrational.
The odds are that you will eventually get some meat back. I mean,
the odds are half and half that will happen. Right, like it's not. Like if you lose, you're staying down. Like it leaves you in a fixed point. So if you lose a lot of meat, you are just as likely to lose the same amount of meat again as you are to win that meat back. Right? So, continuing to do it, you know... goddamn MMG, man. It's fucking weird. It's a fucking weird thing that, like, this is just totally... This is our product, you know? This is my creative endeavor, right? Like, I should be able to say, all right, the MMG is stupid, so I'm not going to have it here anymore, but I just can't. Something worse would take its place. Something untrustworthy would take its place. Because the demand is there. It's the player base is just an unstoppable monster.
I wonder why bots like this haven't permeated, like, World of Warcraft or something.
I almost think that because KOL has a fundamentally greater atmosphere of trust... Right. In World of Warcraft, would you send gold to a fucking other account that was not somebody you knew? And I don't think anybody would. I think that there's like a sort of a... There's a culture of fear that is not perpetuated in KOL. Like, there are not enough scammers, there are not enough spammers, there are not enough bad guys.
Which
evident.
Is weird because there definitely have been some. I mean, there definitely...
There have been some, but not a ton, right? Is what I'm saying is I feel like the crowd that plays KOL is so good that it actually functions better than a society as opposed to functioning worse than a society.
I see.
Like World of Warcraft does.
Well, I mean, like, real life, I feel like most people feel like people are not going to screw them over, you know?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I... kind of do, right? I mean, I, like, if I see something for sale, I assume that I'm being overcharged. Because, I mean, that's just how capitalism works.
If you see something that is being sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see.
Which is why I don't like commerce. I mean, it's just basically, like, institutionalized theft.
Right?
And you know, me... As a person who is extremely credulous and doesn't, you know, want... I know I pretend like people aren't trying to screw me.
Right.
Right? I pretend like people aren't trying to screw me, and I make an attempt to surround myself with people who aren't trying to screw me, which is why I hate, like, going into a store. I hate, you know, going to buy a car, for instance, right? Because when I go into a place where I know that somebody is trying to screw me, I don't have the tools at my disposal to not get screwed out of money because I have purposefully, you know, bent my life so that I haven't had to develop those tools. And, you know, it's aggravating. Man, I can't wait until I run out of money and I get to call in all of the favors that I've done. Like, I would probably never have to pay for another drink for the rest of my life. I'd be like, hey, remember the 500 drinks I bought you? Let's go out drinking. Your treat. I feel like I could probably do that for the rest of my life. It's going to be awesome.
I don't think it works that way.
I think it does.
Okay.
I can seriously, there are multiple people to whom I could probably honestly say, hey, remember the 500 drinks I've bought you?
But I don't think those people could buy you 500 drinks.
Over years, they could.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I got so many of them. That's why I'm keeping it. It's like investing. See, it's investing.
I don't think it works that way.
I buy them drinks.
I buy my friends' drinks. It does not work that way in the U.S.
I buy my friends' drinks, and then they keep earning money over years, right? So they have more money later.
Yeah. This is like... This coupled with your stop... quitting smoking doesn't actually mean you ever have more money.
Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true, though.
Okay, well, fine, but having somebody else buy you booze doesn't mean you ever have more money.
No, they have more money because it's been time. No,
they
have more money.
It is the exact same thing as them not buying cigarettes.
No. They have more money because time has passed since the last time you talked to them, so they have presumably earned a paycheck. Is what I'm saying. It's not. They don't have more money because I bought them drinks.
Okay.
They just have more money because time is passing. Because
it's Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm so confused.
The more time that passes, the more money you have if you have a job.
That's not the case, even a little bit.
Okay. Fine. Of the Hill People says, "Dear Hot Stuff, maybe I missed it, but did you ever fuck that girl from Whole Foods? Your loving friends in / radio."
No. I've gone back to that Whole Foods twice since.
He's been like pumping himself up in the parking lot, like, all right, I'm gonna ask her out.
Yeah.
And but if you continue to go in there with me, she's still just gonna.
No, I've gone there twice by myself.
Oh. So that she wouldn't think you were gay.
Right. And she's not been there either time.
Yeah.
So.
A Dying Breed says, during the Island War, if you're in Frat Warrior fatigues and you visit the house, you see a message where you tell the shopkeeper it ends in IS, not US. Since it's crude graffiti, is it safe to say the word is penis? Yes. Yes, it is, A Dying Breed.
It's not Romanis?
Yeah.
Did you also see somebody, I forget who it was, suggested that they be called Frat Warrior fratigues?
Fratigues, yeah. Did I... We never did the joke, the frat hobo, the brobo, or the hobro.
I don't remember.
We should have.
We still have.
No,
so
we could do
options.
A clan dungeon that was like crossbreeding.
The
oh man,
hobos?
that was crossbreeding.
Frobo lives.
No, every KOL monster. Like you get every KOL
Jesus.
Monster, and then the.
Then you just start doing
yeah,
prayers.
Yeah. The, yeah.
We should talk about that. That. Flash game, Flash iPhone app.
Doodle God. Yeah, I guess.
It was interesting, just as a as a design thing. Like
you start out with fire, earth, air, and water, and then only certain people can bend those elements. And one of those people is called the Avatar, and you know when the Avatar is there because he can bend every element.
Yeah,
this is
not at all the game.
Seriously, a guy would, like, do a little twirly dance next to a brazier, and then a fucking fireball would shoot out of it at another guy, and that guy would wave his hands in the air, and a fucking brick wall would emerge from the dirt,
right.
Block the fireball, and then disappear, and then the guy would wave his arms, and some fucking boulders would fly at the guy who danced and shot the fireball. That's fucking awesome. The only thing that could have made those scenes better is if, instead of fighting each other, they had been working together to fight skeletons. Yeah. That is the only thing that could have made...
I think the Earth guy would have been a distinct advantage fighting skeletons.
Yeah, because fire, then it was just like, oh, fuck, now the skeletons are on fire.
Charred bones.
This is even worse.
Not such a big
deal. chard is a plant, and I don't think it has bones.
Chard bones?
Yeah. Yeah, so I was totally playing, I was playing Words with Friends with a friend for the first time ever, and playing a game with Cirrus, and we're running into this problem, I think, where instead of
trying to win,
trying to earn points, we're just trying to play funny words. So Cirrus played dykes and dyke in short. I managed
what
to get.
What was his first word?
Dildo and wiener in there. His first word was taints. Yep, it's pretty funny. It's a pretty fun game. You wouldn't think that if you were playing Scrabble deliberately to be vulgar, that it would actually be that easy, but it is.
I'm surprised, actually, yeah. how regularly you guys are.
Yeah. Dildo and wiener in what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our scores are respectable. It's not like we're, you know, really sacrificing quality
for humor.
Yeah. Panic says, Dear Jick, what color does your name show up in? Is that a lavender or more of a puce? I forget.
Is it not just purple?
I don't remember. I don't remember what the color code is for it.
Isn't it in the HTML?
Yeah. I'm gonna look. I'm totally gonna look.
I remember I asked for my own chat color for my birthday one year, and you said no.
Wait, really?
Yeah. It's funny.
What color did you want?
The one that it shows up in my, for me, which is fine. I don't care what other people see. Right. We can customize our own colors now, so it doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I totally should have done that.
It's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wouldn't even be that hard. It was, seriously, it's like fucking one line of code. Like right here. It's blue-violet, apparently, is my... yeah, that was the color I chose. A Dying Breed says, Also, can we expect to see any new locations for players to adventure in anytime soon? I know the game grid is recent, but that's only for players who have 9 million to buy the familiar or enough income to consistently buy tokens for it. Will there be any upcoming... or somebody who donates, buddy?
I mean, I feel like the tokens are not that expensive, are they?
No.
I'll look them up.
Acolyte right. says, At the risk of unwittingly asking a possibly unanswered question, or possibly answered question, consider resetting semi-rare counter on Oxydrop. We really should...
It's only it's like 8,000 meat to get a yeah. bunch of tokens. Well, 8,000 meat each to get a bunch of tokens. Yeah. That's not much at all. Resetting what?
The semi-rare counter on Oxydrop. I don't know if people are still doing that.
Wow, do the people still do that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
it seems like the kind of thing we would fix. That for those of you who don't understand what that's all about, in Hardcore Oxy...
You get semi-rares more
You get
often.
Semi-rares more frequently, and you get your first one earlier. And so what people will do is start an Oxy run to get the early semi-rare counter set and then drop Oxy and it stays set early.
If that still works that way.
If it still does work that way. Yeah, I don't know.
It is frustrating to me how often a question will come up and I'm like, I don't remember how this works at all.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many mechanics.
No, it's like we've been working on a giant fucking juggernaut of insane complexity for 7 years.
And, like, the number of things that we've talked about but never implemented or...
Yeah, that's...
Things that we've implemented, but not released or, like, there's just so many different versions.
That's true.
Of the
there are a lot of things point. I feel like we talked about doing and then in my mind, we did them but we totally didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's that... At this point, they're all kind of blurring together. Yeah, my head.
Vector says, you guys planning any more events like the Comet in the near future? Specifics are not required. Yeah, I was thinking that during Comic-Con, maybe some monsters would start to appear in every zone and mess up people's ascensions. And then I would just be like, eh, you know what? I ran out of ideas. I'm just going to leave this the way that it is for 3 weeks. Ha ha. Of the Hill People says, Also, have any of you guys picked up the Xbox Live Arcade game Deathspank? It seems right up your respective alleys. It's written by the same guy that did Monkey Island. You know, my feeling about Deathspank is that it is probably really stupid. And I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that, Ron Gilbert spent a bunch of time, made something stupid. Everything that I've seen from it has been really stupid. There was a Kotaku article that was like, confirmed item from Deathspank, unicorn poop. And it was just like a pile of rainbow-colored shit from a unicorn. And it's like, all right, if that's the kind of joke, you know, this game is so funny.
That's
if that's the kind of joke that's in it. But it's not that it's...
Is that the only item?
Yeah, it's the only item. Everything is unicorn poop.
That's pretty funny.
It's
also pretty funny.
It is like a rubber chicken. It is like a kumquat. It is.
Wait, are you trying to say rubber chickens and kumquats aren't funny?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying that they're easy go-to stuff?
The only thing that's funny is salad. Yeah. It's so...
It's all...
Did we eventually put kumquats in KOL? I think we did.
God damn it. I think there's also rubber chickens.
Rubber chicken with pulley in it. Is Ron Gilbert... Or who knows? You know, did Ron Gilbert do all the writing? No. I think Dave Grossman did some of it. I don't know. Maybe Tim Schafer.
I think it might have just been all Ron Gilbert.
I don't think so. I think Ron Gilbert was the programmer.
I don't know.
I don't actually know. My impression, if you had asked who wrote The Secret of Monkey Island, I would have said Ron Gilbert, Tim Schafer, and Dave Grossman.
Huh.
That's what I would have said. Ron Gilbert is the only one of those that I have not personally insulted. Yep. And the reason for that is that I haven't met him.
Wow. What did you say to Tim Schafer?
Well, I'm a dick. No, nothing. I just told him that Psychonauts was really hard.
Oh, right. That was the best response that anyone has ever said, though.
Yep.
Perhaps you could get a...
Yeah, do you have any kids? Maybe you could get one of them to play it for you.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. I feel like Death Bank is going to be stupid. And I also, the video that I've seen of it, it just looked confusing. Like, it looked like it... the visual style was like... It was one of those games that just very much did not need to be in 3D.
I'm a little confused. I mean, I don't know anything about Jonathan Blow's next game project, but, like, why is that potentially in 3D?
I mean, I feel like it's... It reminds me of Myst, kind of.
Okay.
And also, apparently the graphics that we've seen are all just placeholders, right?
Because
I think it's about exploring a space, right? So, I think it's about first-person exploration of a space.
Okay.
So, it's... No, I mean, you know, it's probably about fucking meditating on loss or whatever, right? But, like, it's... You know, it's about decisions that you wish you could unmake, where you pulled your mom's hair and then you raped an atom bomb or something. Having no head for symbolism and no particular interest in sort of lofty
even though you write like James Joyce
literature inserted into my video games, like I have no fucking idea what that shit was all about in Braid.
What all the writing was about?
Yeah, just no sense of it at all. I remember there was some shit about the Trinity explosion, and there was a girl that didn't like him.
Yeah.
And he went on a trip.
That was the princess, though.
Yeah.
He was talking about the princess.
No, I know.
Okay.
Right, but the princess is also the atom bomb.
I think maybe you were watching Carnival while you were playing Braid, and you've conflated the two.
No.
Okay.
Carnival was not about the atom bomb.
No, but it was...
It mentioned the atom bomb philosophy. Sort of, right. Yeah, I guess. That mastery of the atom is what
ended
the age of magic.
The good and the evil coming together was the Trinity explosion, right? Like, that's what happened when the... Wasn't that it? Like, wasn't that what it was building up to in the first portion of it?
No, because it... In the opening narrative, they talk about how the world changed fundamentally, like the sort of like the what metaphysical world changed fundamentally when the Trinity explosion happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just scientists. I mean, it was like the fact that they now controlled powers as great as the sun, like it just changed the sort of balance of reason and magic. Did you not watch Carnival?
I watched part of it. I don't remember.
Really? You didn't get super into it? I got super into it. I really liked it.
I thought the first part of it was pretty cool, but I like very quickly sort of seemed to devolve into a soap opera thing and was less about the like weirdness.
Than like girls making out.
Yeah.
That part was pretty sweet. You have to admit that part is pretty sweet. Panic says, is Chick a Jedi? If so, what color is his lightsaber? Yes, it is blue-violet. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe Deathspank is good. Somebody play Deathspank and tell me if it's good, and then if it is, I'll buy it and play it. But I don't know. I'm going to have a lot of fucking games to play when I get back.
Are you?
Well, StarCraft 2 will be out.
That's true. We're going to have dinner with one of the StarCraft 2 dudes.
What does he actually do?
I don't know, to be honest. Works on StarCraft 2.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Is he the chief Terran Marine armor polisher?
I don't know. I really don't know if he
does.
Is
he in charge
art.
Of making Zerg creep awesome?
I don't know if he does QA. I don't know if he does design. I really don't know what his role is. He got us the beta keys.
Has he gotten fired yet?
No.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge.
The only guy that I ever knew that worked on StarCraft 2 got fired.
I think he's...
He got laid off.
Is Blizzard going to be at Comic-Con?
He's tenured. I don't know.
Their release of the game...
He's not, like, driving down from Irvine to hang out with us.
No, he comes
right?
down for the weekend. Usually,
oh,
to the
okay.
city.
He comes to the Stone Brewery for the weekend.
Yeah.
Every weekend. Boy, I would do that if I could.
I would, yeah, I would too.
If they had beds there, I would just never leave.
Well, you could sleep on the rocks.
No, I would need a computer.
They've got wireless.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I could, we could recharge our laptops by plugging them into a frog.
Are there outlets in frogs?
I think so, yeah.
Huh?
Isn't that how that works? I mean, you lick it and you hallucinate because you're being electrocuted?
Right.
Yeah. Neff says, toast! To your health.
Make sure that you maintain eye contact.
Yeah. Kenny Kamikaze says, fix the combat message order, please. It's irksome seeing my buff administer the killing blow and then seeing myself get hit by an attack. But one of those things has to happen first, and it's not going to make sense either way. When a damage shield kills your opponent,
the damage shield only triggers
because the thing did damage to you, so it's...
It's not some sort of damage buff that does damage, regardless of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby Scarface says, say hello to my even littler friend. No. He doesn't say that. He says, are Borracho's monsters still able to override adventures that they shouldn't? I think one overtook my Duke's Choice adventure, and I might be stuck for finishing that subquest. It's never going to make you...
It shouldn't ever be able to...
Yeah, it shouldn't make... stick you. You might, like, miss something and have to wait for it to show up again.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's also possible that this is a complaint that happened after we screwed everything up.
That is true. It almost certainly did.
Yeah.
Yeah, because right, the next one says, Quick Baby says, is the RNG on the fritz? I've spent 56 adventures with Chalk and Pool Q, and I can't find the ghost non-combat. Yeah. Cirrus says, next item of the month, dildo broom? Yes. He put the dykes in the game because he needed the dildo broom to have a point. Broom wasn't as naughty as the other stuff. Zortag says, the description of the new item in Uncle P's is messed up. Yes. Sundog says, yeah, because that will make your phone look sexy. That was a C-Lab 2021 reference, you bastards.
What?
I don't get it.
I don't remember what...
I don't remember what he was talking about either.
Yeah.
Rinton says, I just recalled a discussion on the radio long ago about making a game about killing puppies. A little late, but you should do it. I think that was Riff's idea. Riff is the only one who thinks that stuff like that is cool. Like murder, and he's got that t-shirt that just says rape, 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 rape. I don't think is it a t-shirt?
For what?
No, it was just this weird picture of like, kind of like a zombie Abraham Lincoln, and the caption was just rape, 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 rape. I think that was like a wallpaper. Like he wallpapered his house with that. A Dying Breed says it's because, oh, never mind. Brintax says, hey, searchable clan forums? Eh? Eh? It's weird that... I mean, it makes me happy that there are clans that actually use that forum system. Because, I remember at the time, I kind of felt like that was a waste of time.
I think people use it.
And they wouldn't let us get rid of the old message system.
Yeah, well, everything is... Everything... People are attached to everything. We can't change anything without somebody being upset. We're changing the name of the game. It's going to be... Blingdom of... Clothing.
Man, that's scraping the bottom of the barrel. Just replacing the first letters of things with different letters.
Yeah.
That's... No. Sorry, man. I think you're done.
I'm kind of done.
I think you've had enough. A Dying Breed says, the dialogue was awful, there was no real talking, just explaining all the events and story and stuff, and as you said, the acting was horrible. Okay, so here's something. I thought it was a children's movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not meant to be a children's movie. In which case, maybe it should have been a children's movie. Like, I sort of felt like the only explanation for the just ham-handed over-explanation of everything and all the dialogue was that it was for kids. And,
you know,
it seemed like it was for kids. It had a child protagonist. You know, it very much seems like it's in the vein of, you know, maybe a Percy Jackson, Percy Jones and the Olympians.
The lightning
thieves. Quincy Jones and the Olympians.
Did you see that movie?
No. Person Man says, it's because the original show had a lot of dedicated fans, and it was a good show, and people are upset at how the movie has nothing to do with it and perverts it in many ways. Okay.
I mean, it's not that it has nothing to do with it. I mean, it's got the same name.
That's true. Well, no. It's not even called Airbender anymore.
It's not called Avatar.
That's just
James Cameron.
Yeah. I remember being really confused because Nama was like, talking about how the Avatar movie was coming out and how she loves that anime, and I'm like, does it have like spaceships and robots and shit in it? And she was like, no. I'm like, huh. Because Comic-Con was full of spaceships and robots and shit that said Avatar on them, and it was like,
I was really confused as to why M. Night Shyamalan was going to be directing a movie about space marines.
Moltar 512 says, I love the show, I listen to it at work to keep me sane at my boring ass programming job. When are you guys going to get the new shows on the archive page? There just haven't been any shows, sorry. I'm going to get this one on there tonight before we leave for the bar, which is apparently what we're doing.
I guess. I don't have to.
Drink 50 beers. Man, Hot Stuff drinks a lot. Jeez.
Yeah, I've got a problem. I've got bottles of liquor in every room that I spend a significant amount of time in now.
Oh, yeah?
Weird, yeah.
I'm gonna try and stop you on the radio here. How do you feel about that?
I think that's probably a good idea. Right. Our public thanks you.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Coyness is nice, and coyness can stop you from saying all the things in life you'd like to. So if there's something you'd like to try, if there's something you'd like to try, ask me, I won't say no, how could I? Spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a buck-toothed girl in Luxembourg. Ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. Nature is a language, can't you read? Nature is a language, can't you read? So ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, because if it's not love, then it's the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb, the bomb that will bring us together. If it's not love, then it's the bomb, then it's the bomb that will bring us together. So ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me, ask me.